Yeah, Hot 97 Funk Flex Top 88 Countdown. We sponsored by MGM Blood and Chocolate in theaters Friday, January 26th. 50 Cent is in the building.
That's right. I'm right here in New York City. I ain't going nowhere.
So now you got condoms coming out?
Yeah, yeah. I got to, you know, you got to be a little more creative. You know, just wrap it up. They've heard that so many times. They need new energy to help encourage them to go in the right direction.
Is there a particular company you're doing it with?
Well, I'm working on it right now.
God bless you.
It's been great. I mean, I have so many options.
God bless you.
You know, to explore right now that it's cool. And I actually, you know, want to get with BET.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I know they got their Wrap It Up campaign, but I want to donate, you know, absolutely donate portions of the actual deal to AIDS awareness.
Okay.
And participate with BET or MTV on the, you know, condom campaign.
I'm jumping out with that sounds of condom.
Wow.
Book. I know you have the... Now, is it a book company?
Yeah, it's I publish books.
Okay.
Like, you know, my publishing company actually was top 10, the only artist-owned publishing company. You know, and it's great. Like, the opportunities have been great. Like, after I released From Pieces to Weight, and the book was on the bestsellers list,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, ahead of that, I did a venture with MTV Pocketbooks and Simon & Schuster.
Now, I know there's, it's at 97 Funk Flex, of course, 50 Cent. I got the Cadillac truck. I'm giving away in a little while. Not the Cadillac truck. I should say some keys that could turn ignition of the Cadillac truck. Uh-huh. And the $1,000. I got that. Also, don't forget, Angie Martinez's birthday bash is going down this Friday, Avalon. Don't forget Angie Martinez's DJ Enough birthday bash is happening at Abyss next Wednesday. And I'm going to be in the BX Candela Lounge. I might have some tickets for that. Right, Castle Hill. Shout out to my man, Messiah. Shout out to my man, Frank Swift. Okay. The book, you know, for a little minute there, there was a rumor that maybe that you were publishing Carmen's book. Is that true? Was that ever going on? Were you ever talking to them?
Well, Carmen, actually, she came by my office. You know, she was, because she was working with...
She came by office by herself?
Yeah. She came by my office to talk to
with
me.
With you?
Yeah. Me and...
Everything was cool.
It was cool.
Okay, cool. Okay.
On next book. You know what I mean? Like, when Carmen stopped by, you know what I'm saying? We got a chance to talk. She was working with Vanessa XXL.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So she stopped by and she expressed to me that she was real adamant about self-publishing her book.
Okay.
And I just gave her some pointers, some things that I thought would be that she should have in mind, because I've explored that, going that route myself, you know, prior to actually doing the deal, seeing the complications and where I would have to allocate expenses to make it functional. I decided to go ahead and do the deal with MTV and Simon Schuster, opposed to financing it myself.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, so I mean, just for her, you know, after those conversations, she was real appreciative, and she wrote a thank you in her actual book. The book is crazy good. You read it?
I haven't read it.
It's good. Like, I mean, she actually wrote the book.
Actually wrote it. Like,
yeah, like she wrote the book.
I mean,
it's
I'll be honest, it's just awkward. I guess I'm not used to something like that being so open or so, you know.
Yeah, out in the public. Yeah, it's crazy.
Between, you know, and I think I got to really, really, really keep it real. I think my biggest question about Carmen's book is how true is the stuff?
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem. I wonder, like, what's true, what's fictional, what's put in there to make the book sell, you know, that part of them.
Well, nobody actually denied anything. They didn't deny actually being with her. They might say, well, you know how these books, you know, they say all kind of things in the books. They didn't deny actually being with, I mean, it's been confirmed through lyrics, rap lyrics,
okay,
prior to this. You know what I mean? Like you said, came in your baby seat.
I remember.
Yeah, I mean, like, for me, it's nothing more disrespectful than an attack towards a person's kids. I mean, he apologized for it, too.
He did.
He did.
I mean, speaking of Big Hov, Hovey, I saw you made a comment. MTV News.
Yeah.
And you were talking about his album.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just kind of saying what you felt was going on out there, or the perception.
Yeah, it's like, When he goes to do an interview, you know, everybody knows they're going to ask him questions about 50 Cent the same way they ask me questions about Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, because I mean, the Giants play in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like they asked me about Jay's album, and I'm gonna quote everything that I said. But I'm sure you know. What did I say?
You would mention that you would kind of just getting feedback. I think you were watching on television, and you saw that maybe they were referring.
Yeah, it was a VH1.
Correct.
And it played, and it was like that. He looked relaxed. Like, and they said, wow, like, what? They just was talking about Jay, like, he's like an old man. Like, he looks relaxed. Like, he's.
Oh, I think the quote was, you said that on the television, they said that maybe he should be in the office.
Right. Like, he should be in the office. And of course, that comes from the marketing promotions of him being the president of Def Jam.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, they say he's old. Right there, you know what I'm saying? And I hear not so great feedback about his actual project.
The album.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you something, and I want to ask because I noticed it, and I just want to see what your feelings are on it.
Yeah.
On the album, I think on 30-something,
mm-hmm.
he says in one of his lyrics that he more respects how he might respect the shooter, but how people respect the person that gets shot.
Yeah.
I mean, did you feel that was it, that in any,
you know,
any way or form? Or?
Initially, when I heard it, I was like, "Can you just take a shot at me?" Like, and then I listened to it a few times
because there have been a few rappers who have
shot. Yeah, so it's like it could easily have been his issues with Cameron that he further went on and had issues on there.
Okay,
it seemed like. That could be what it is, but anyway.
What
like,
do you
like,
feel? You right feel? Now, do you feel it's too? Do you feel it's too close?
No, I feel it's too indirect.
Okay.
For me to address. So even if it was, I mean, that was a punk move. If it was towards me, because you got to tell me you don't like.
But you two seem like you do. I feel like you guys do business together. I feel like you're both a Reebok. I feel like
immediately because I mean he's one of the best businessmen, definitely produced by hip hop. You know what I mean? Look at the marketing plan he just put together. You know what I mean? Like, that was incredible, man.
You feel there was more marketing than music?
Absolutely more marketing than music. I mean, you got probably a $20 million marketing plan. You got Budweiser, you got telephone companies, you got everybody's involved in it. And he had his moment. At a time where it takes, a hip-hop record would usually take you 6 to 8 weeks to reach your maximum point on the record. And now it's taking 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
To get the record there, if not more. You know, the rap records are starting to grow like R&B records, which make the hip-hop consumer not sure if that record is hot.
Correct.
Like it would usually be. You know what I mean? So, Jay was able to do something different. He went to all formats at the same time. You know, so it was Top 40 crossover and urban radio
mm-hmm.
at the same time, and it felt like it was just explosive. Like, yo, this is crazy. And then, I mean, the numbers, I'm sure they're not happy with those numbers. Can't be, man. Like $20 million is a marketing plan. Like I spent four.
Mm-hmm.
To start the last one, I did 1.14 40 the first week. I mean, and it's a different time. The marketplace is totally different. You haven't seen anybody in the previous year sell 2 million records in hip hop. You know what I mean? So we don't know if anybody's gonna actually sell 2 million records. Now listen, me, I'm a special situation. Now you understand what I'm saying? I'm absolutely gonna sell over 2 million records.
Be clear.
Yeah.
Top 97, Funk Flex, 50 Cent. We're going to continue on with the countdown. Call me 1-800-223-9797. Text me 75759 if you want the Cadillac. You want to get the $1,000. We giving away a lot of stuff up here. You know what I mean? This is what I do every day, 7 o'clock. You heard? Let's go. Yeah, you know what it is. Hot 97, Funk Flex, top 8 at 8 countdown, of course. Like I told you, text me 75759 if you got a question for 50 Cent, or you can call him 1-800-223-9797. It feels great, man, for you to be back at Hot 97.
Oh, man, I feel good
man.
To be here, man. Look at how it took me 2 years to let me back in the building, man. Damn, man. That's just that. I be feeling like a stepchild around here, man.
It got crazy. Yeah. It got crazy for me, but you know, sometime and it got blown out of proportion and everything. And, you know, so we ain't gonna let that happen.
Sway is
no
a
more.
Sucker, too. Sway?
Why?
He's a sucker, man.
What happened?
Right after that, like, I had did
he's with Cole, he's my man. He's gonna get mad at me now.
The 50, what's the name? The, what they call it? on MTV, like the segment where I actually was at the Spark Steakhouse.
You know, you and him was a great, great interview.
Yeah, we was cool, man. I can't believe he did that to me,
man. But what happened?
Right afterwards, he was like, New York City, 50 cents on the record. Bang, 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 shots fired. He turned it into his, like, his, well, I don't know, his journalist, his big break.
Did you talk to him?
Jump off. Nah, I ain't talk to him. He can hear me now.
Nah, he cool,
man. On the air right now, man.
Just giving it to him.
Sucker, man.
Giving it.
Sucker for that, man.
Maybe he'll make it with Jack.
Yeah, man.
He'll fix it up today. Maybe if he fixes it up, what if he fixes it up?
We can fix it up, man. I mean, I don't carry no hatred in my heart for him, but damn, man. He did me dirty, man.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It's our 97 Funk Flex.
I mean, my
50.
Little boy, he's watching that like, oh, God, what's going on with that? Crazy. Like, nah, that ain't true.
Oh,
you didn't
man.
Hear the thing? I was on the radio. I'm just, they don't realize when they put these things in the newspaper that they convict you.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Without trying you or anything, it's just you're just convicted. You did that.
It's for sure. Yeah, and then you was really like you was laying low. You wasn't in no way or form.
Yeah.
Moving in that situation. It's at 97, 50 Cent. Nas. For some reason, I feel I'm gonna just give my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel Fifth. Every chance you get. You giving it to him. That's what I feel.
I mean, but like, look,
or like every chance. I like if you wherever you can.
We started out cool. Like we started out good, and I think that's what. In Nas' case, like I don't hate Nas neither, man. It's just it's visible how he is. Like he changes. Like one minute he says one thing, next minute he goes. It's sort of like put it like this. People with the type of character that Nas has. Just doesn't match up. I think him and Game match. And so I think it's cool that they work together because tomorrow they won't even talk to each other.
Did that bother you?
What?
Them working together making a record?
No, neither one of them selling the records. They can say, yo, nigga, hip hop, Nas, because you lyrical. Okay, well, where's the lyrics? The lyrics not doing anything now. They're not going off the shelf, baby.
Okay.
You should have kept those lyrics. In your head.
50 is brutal. Yeah.
You should have kept me. That's nothing. Like, I mean, it really is nothing. You know what I'm saying? I laugh. I hear you.
How do you feel being such a voice? Like, you know, I've seen people come and sell records.
Yeah.
And be important. You have such a voice. Like, you know, we going to hit the internet beat. Like, it's going to be like, we hit everything. Like, people listen so much
to your
opinion,
right.
And what you feel.
It's based on, but it's a reality. Like I can't go door to door and tell them don't buy this stuff. It's not good. They determine what they think is good. Let's say okay, record sales. You don't care about the record sales because I do make more money away from music than I make off the music.
Hold up, hold that thought for 1 second. Hot 97, Funk Flex, 50 Cent. Let's continue with the countdown for a minute. Tide 97.